Hello, and welcome to the Treehouse Letter, where we are always learning with a bit of fun. I am Milan Chatton, your host and producer. Today's podcast is Dirt Man and Dillard on Signs of the Apocalypse. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as a sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. And that is a quote from the Bible, Revelation 6:12. Earthquake and eclipse may be signs of the end of times. The apocalypse, the Greek word for revelation. For both an earthquake and an eclipse to occur in the course of a week after a deluge of rain and flooding in the area, it is easy to lose your moorings. The body knows its place, asleep on a foam mattress, rising in an elevator, shuffling along Elm Street with its boutique windows and coffee shops. The mind makes calculations in stride. Yes, cars there park so, traffic light at the end of the row of stores, kitty corner to the train, which is moving, the horn thundering in the air, hands to the ears, the rumble of wheels on the track, the red and white arms drop, the flashing red lights and bells step back. Cues of danger wake me from the fog of thought, of worry, of vapid and vacuous text messages. The reaction to trains or alarms, even when there's risk, is rote. Awareness on autopilot. Until last Friday. I am sitting at my desk, a wood farm table strewn with papers and books, at work reading and taking notes. The floorboards and walls tremble, shake. What? I say again, the walls and floors are moving. Over. A fiction, this is not. The walls and floors are sinuous. A subtle reverberating in a series of vibrations in wavelengths. The treehouse is two floors above ground at the front of the house and slopes down to three floors in the rear. Not right, cannot be. Fully 5 seconds. I place my hands flat on the desk, scan the windows. Backhoe? Bulldozers, dump trucks. The construction site next door is beyond the creek and the trees. That heavy equipment? Is it on my property? The dogs walk in a circle, acting weird. 15 seconds. Then it stops. My dancing house is still. Local news guy says it's a 4.8 earthquake. Huh. Give it a moment. What is astonishingly clear to me is that we are all just visitors here on Earth, in this space of time. My house is a mere bit of bricks and sticks. Dirt Man on the Earthquake. Dirt is the nickname West Point cadets give to the mandatory class physical geography. Think earth science, geomorphology, and the like. Land formations, rocks, dirt. The class instructor, whose social media handle is Dirt Man, explains the earthquake. Why did we have an earthquake over 1,000 miles from a tectonic plate? Learn from Lieutenant Colonel Rich Knox, aka Dirt Man, geography instructor at West Point. First, fault lines are more common than you think. Second, while unusual, since most earthquakes do occur on plate boundaries or near hotspots like Hawaii, they do occasionally occur on faults that are not along plate boundaries. Examples include the 2011 5.8 magnitude quake in Louisa County, Virginia, and the 1811-1812 New Madrid earthquakes, which were 7.2 to 8.2 magnitude in the central Mississippi Valley, which are considered two of the most powerful quakes in U.S. history. That extensively altered the local topography, including the path of the Mississippi River. And that is from the USMA Academic Dean's Instagram post from Dirtman. Monday, I set up on the front lawn, ready for the eclipse. Now, the house is not in the path of totality. Residents make do with 91% eclipse of the sun at its peak, but I'm with Annie Dillard. The writer compares the partial eclipse to kissing a man versus marrying him. I'm not sure. I haven't witnessed a total eclipse. But this is my second partial eclipse. A redo from August 21, 2017, when I sat in the same place, different dog, back when my children were children. So, geek out! I can hear Chic in the music. One, two, geek out! Okay, and you remember that. So I have the lyrics. Have you heard about the new dance craze? Listen to us, I'm sure you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's up to you, if surely can be done. Anyway, it's a parody of Le Freak, Geek Out. This eclipse lasts 2 hours and 25 minutes. So with the obscuration commencing locally at 2:11 p.m., peak coverage occurs at 3:26 p.m. Chairs are set up with cooler, clipboard. The light dims. The color of my house, a spectral gray. The most noticeable change outside the waning daylight is the drop in temperature. It gets cool, cooler, chilly. I put on my vest and the dog shivers, huddling and hiding by my husband's legs. So this eclipse, glasses the same, people the same without the children. Dogs are different. Shirt, unfazed. In the photo, I have an eclipse shirt with the stages of the eclipse, and it says unfazed. Now, my friend Jeff sent me Annie Dillard's essay titled Total Eclipse. He wrote, "If you know about Annie Dillard, I am preaching to the choir. If you do not, I am adding something immeasurable to your reading life, worth the risk." Dillard on the eclipse. Dillard has the final say because she marries the man. That is, she treks across the Cascades, braves the avalanche at the pass to arrive in Yakima Valley so she can witness a total eclipse, or the total eclipse for her. For those who missed it, here is an excerpt from her dispatch. Now, this is a spoiler alert. "The deepest and most terrifying was this. I have said that I had heard screams. I have since read that screaming with hysteria is common reaction even to expected total eclipses. People on all the hillsides, including, I think, myself, screamed when the black body of the moon detached from the sky and rolled over the sun. But something else was happening at the same instant. And it was this, I believe, which made us scream. The second before the sun went out, we saw a wall of dark shadow come speeding at us. We no sooner saw it than it was upon us like thunder. It roared up the valley, it slammed our hill and knocked us out. It was the monstrous, swift shadow cone of the moon. I have since read that this wave of shadow moves 1,800 miles an hour. Language could give no sense of this sort of speed, 1,800 miles an hour. Now, it was 195 miles wide. No end was in sight. You saw only the edge. It rolled at you across the land at 1,800 miles an hour, hauling darkness like plague behind it. Seeing it and knowing it was coming straight for you was like feeling a slug of anesthetic shoot up your arm. If you think very fast, you may have time to think, soon it will hit my brain. You can feel the deadness race up your arm. You can feel the appalling, inhuman speed of your own blood. We saw the wall of shadow coming and screamed before it hit." From Annie Dillard's Total Eclipse, Section 4. That's the end of the day's podcast. If you get a chance, please visit the site and you can follow the link to the entire text of the essay in PDF, as well as see some interesting photos of the types of solar eclipses and As always, thank you for listening. If you like the show, please hit the follow button and give me a rating. Till next time.